Morning, King's Church, Selby. These are strange times. I'm stood in the church, speaking just to chairs, but I know that I'll be speaking to your hearts, and I know that God is with us no matter where we are. I hope everybody is doing well. I just want to say greetings from Dave and greetings from Pete. Dave, obviously, as you know, has been ill, and he's getting a lot better. Pete sent a message this morning saying he's on the mend and he's feeling much more like himself. And so I'd just like to pray before I start this morning. This is not a preach, it's just me sharing some things that I feel God has been speaking to me about. Yeah, Lord, we just want to say that we invite you here in this place. We want to say that, Lord, we know that we can have these holy moments when you come by your Spirit to speak to our spirit, where you bring us closer to your heart and you just speak from the heavens to us. And we just pray that this morning would be one of those moments when you come, and we just invite you here. We invite you into our hearts, and we just say, come and have your way with us, God, and come and speak to us and challenge us and change us, we pray in your precious name. Amen. So I'm here this morning to share some things I have a sense that God has been speaking to me about over this period of time. But first of all, I want to encourage you all from King's Church that so many of you are standing firm. You're pressing deeper, you're praying, and you're really, really enjoying God's presence. I just want to say to you, well done. You're running the race really, really well. And obviously, for those who know me, which most of you really know me really well here, that I am absolutely passionate about speaking about intimacy with God. And if anybody asked what is Ange passionate about, apart from her wonderful husband Dave, it would be prayer and my relationship with Jesus. I love Holy Spirit, and he has made Father God so alive and real to me, and he has brought revelation after revelation of how I am truly loved. So I am passionate about maintaining this relationship no matter what the cost. And I've really had a sense for some time that God is trying to get to the heart of the church. He has spoke to me about laying his heart upon our hearts, entwining our hearts together, and knowing the weight of his glory, and knowing his voice, his presence, and knowing more of who he is in a deeper and more emotional way. Do you have the sense of that over your life? This revelation comes to us when we pursue God, when we long and desire for more of Jesus, when we allow the Holy Spirit to help us break down those walls. And sometimes we have those walls that try to protect ourselves, and we have to ask him to help us lay control and independency at the cross, surrendering our lives to totally love him. I have heard so many people in this time of lockdown, even leaders of church, saying that this has been a great time for them to spend time with Jesus, worshiping him and praying and studying his word. And I want to say this is truly glorious and wonderful. But surely, should this be the norm for Christians, not something unusual or something different? Something has to change in our lives if this is not the point we always live from. And a question we need to ask ourselves, even in this day, will we revert back to familiarity when this lockdown is over? Doing things in our own strength, busying ourselves, even with good works. Surely we have to learn something. It can't be at the expense of our intimacy with God. We can't flow with power and anointing if we do not come to the one with the power. We can't give away love and compassion and care if we don't know personally, emotionally and spiritually the love and care every day from heaven. And prayer is absolutely vital. We bring our worship and our praise to our mighty God, and we tell God we need him. And if our lives are so busy, we have to say no to something and yes to Jesus. He's our priority, not good works. They are not our priority. Good works flow from our priority being Jesus. And this morning, I just feel that I want to read to you some scripture. And I also want to read to you a word that God has been speaking to me about. And the scripture is from 2 Timothy. And it's 2 Timothy chapter 3. And it says this: "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, slanderous, without self-control, brutal and not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with deceit, lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God." And as I was praying in this time, I felt that God spoke to me. And I felt that he said to me, "I'm doing many, many things in these days. I am teaching the world and the church about intimacy, love and care, and about family and friendship, about who I am, the great God of heaven. But I'm also teaching the world and the church about authority. Both the world and the church have become rebellious. The world is so concerned about themselves, their rights, their ways. They have lost all respect for God-given authority. And the church has lost its way and needs to come back to the authority of my word. She needs to stay in the parameters of my words, ways, and thoughts. I have sent this prevention plan to keep you safe in my parameters. Stop rebelling and love me. Love me enough to obey all I ask and require of you, my church." And I really felt God spoke to me about rebellion and authority. Rebellion is a defiance and a disobedience against authority. And disobedience in the Greek means disbelief. It tells us in 2 Timothy, in the last days there will be times of difficulties. And I think this is just one of them. The world has become so selfish, lovers of money, and proud and without self-control, and haters of God. We only have to see this when we watch the news. People still disobeying God-given authority. I listened and it was saying on the news that over 600 house parties had to be split up by the police in Manchester. It said shopkeepers were being spat at by customers who don't get what they want. There was a nurse who was verbally abused as she spoke to a gang of youth sat together in a park. And all of you will know of many, many more. A total disregard for authority. When the government says lockdown, we have to obey God. And God will give us patience to tolerate the delay until he comes. And we need to pray for the world to have patience, to have self-control and lay down rebellion. Rebellion reveals itself and it says, "This is who I am." But also in the midst of this worldwide epidemic, we've also seen great acts of kindness. We've seen people taking care of one another and generosity flowing. But still, as Christians, we need God's heart. That's why I started off about loving God passionately and having his heart entwined with our hearts. Because we desperately need the help of the Holy Spirit to help us to know how to pray for this world. They are lost without hope. They are full of fear. And trauma will be about them, and especially even when this is all over. They need a saviour. They need Jesus. For us as Christians, this is not a holiday. We need to be spiritually awake and to pray. And if you've got happy in your own little world, wake up. Today, it even said that England, in the last 24 hours, 900 cases had been that people had died. There's been 10,000 deaths, and people all over the world are dying. They're dying physically, and they're dying spiritually, and there's a big picture going on. And Jesus does not need his disciples asleep. This word that God was speaking about, there's rebellion even in the church, and that the church has lost its way and needs to come back to the authority of God's word and keeping the parameters and the safety of that. God is also speaking to us, the worldwide church, all denominations. And he was saying, you've lost your way, come back. And the church needs to take responsibility. It has not always stood for truth. It has brought confusion to so many and has caused the world to have little regard or no respect at all for the church. Jesus did not die for our sins so we can live in rebellion and spit on God's grace. Don't water down what God says. We need to live our lives in the light and the knowledge of Scripture and align our wills with God's will. We have to bend to his ways. He will not bend to ours. It's not how it works. God is doing something glorious. He's saying, get back to the truth. Learn from what I am showing you. So easily can churches and people start straying and get distracted. We only have to read from the beginning of the Bible to the end. God is shouting to his people, get back into a right relationship with me. You see, if we stray from loving God, we will stray from truth and the authority of God's word. He commands us to love him with all our hearts and all our souls. And when we love like this, spiritual revelation will come to us. Faith starts to go deeper, and we start to go from faith to extraordinary faith. Faith that sees beyond ourselves. And it releases something in us to believe what men and women of the Bible and great men and women in church history did, we, the church, can also do through the power of the Spirit. So we need to get excited. We need to wake up, church. Let's be people who walk like Jesus walked. His aim was to bring glory to his Father. Let's be radical people of faith, standing firm, loving him, and praying fervently. And let's do this thing, and I just want to challenge us to fast and pray each week and really mean business with God. And I believe today that God wants us to respond to some of these things that he's been speaking about. And he will maybe need you to repent. And we maybe even should repent on behalf of the nations that have lost their way. And repentance isn't always a word that is preached in the churches too often. And it means a turning away from our sins. And I just feel that God has laid on our hearts that we need to respond today. So if you feel like you have lost that first love, that you have got this lack of passion, and even when we've been doing in Revelation, it says in Revelation 2, verse 2, about losing that first love. And the word that it says repent. And make a full turning around, because God is merciful. He loves us and he wants to lay his heart upon our heart. And he wants us to come back to that first love. If you feel you just can't emotionally connect, maybe you need to consider allowing the Holy Spirit to talk to you. Maybe you need to do the pursuing and be desperate enough to allow the Holy Spirit to break some of these walls down, to lay control and independency at the cross of Jesus Christ and totally surrender and let God in. And if you know today there is some deliberate disobedience in your life and actually rebellion has taken hold, you need to repent. You need to come back again to align your life with God's word. And the Holy Spirit is just bringing us back to this point that he always does, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And I'd just like to pray for you now, and maybe you'll take some time to consider some of these things that God has been speaking about. Maybe you'll just take some moments out of your day just to come before God and just get your life maybe back into some good order. And if you're doing well, I just want to say well done. And I know so many people, God has been speaking some really glorious things and even bringing some great healing in this time. Keep allowing God to do those things in your heart, and please pray and fast for this desperately, desperately lost world. I just want to pray for us now. Lord God, I just pray that you would come, you would do the things that you do amazingly, that you turn and you take our heart of stone and you bring it to a heart of flesh. You are able to do that. You're able to massage our heart and get us into a rightful place with you. And we will never, ever be able to obey and align our lives up with your word unless we just love you so much. We can never come from that point of just telling people to be obedient. We've got to come from that point of telling people to be so in love with you. And we just want to say, Jesus, that we love you. We are so desperate for you and we want to pursue you. And we long for you in our lives because we know that you have made the most glorious change to us. You have restored us. You have redeemed us. You have helped us to be in that place with the Father so we can come right into the throne room, that we can have access to the Father because of all that you've done, Jesus. And we just want to say with a grateful heart, we thank you so much. And lovely Holy Spirit, I just pray that you'd come over us as a church. You'd help us to know how to pray. You'd help us to know how to lay the things down you're speaking to us about. You'd help us, lovely Holy Spirit, to be full of your presence and full of power. And we just pray that in your precious name. Amen.